Dear friends in Christ, chapter 14 of the CLC history is a very long chapter. It tells the story of the 68 congregations that became voting members of the CLC in the years from 1962 to 2008. An earlier chapter referred to the 43 congregations that were charter members. Now, some of these 68 congregations were very small to start with, but God blessed them with outward growth. Others started small and are still small today, and some are no longer in existence. And some have left our fellowship, and some were involved with various controversies that led them to lose some of their members. But of one thing we can be sure, that at least for a time, all of these congregations carried out their work by using the means of grace, that is, the gospel in word and sacrament. And therefore, we can be sure that God blessed the work of these congregations as he saw fit, for we have his promise in the book of Isaiah, "My word shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." So in heaven, we shall meet believers in Jesus Christ from these congregations, individuals whom the Lord has brought to faith in Christ through the gospel. Now, in our service this morning, we don't have time, of course, to discuss all 68 congregations, but have chosen two that have unique histories. And I know that there are members of these two congregations in our audience today, at least a few. The one congregation I want to talk about is, St. John's Lutheran Church of Okabena, Minnesota. This congregation is an old congregation, over 100 years old. It got its start in 1895. And from 1895 to 1951, St. John's was a member of the Missouri Synod. The Missouri Synod was once the strongest confessional Orthodox Lutheran church body in our country. In 1932, the Missouri Synod adopted a statement of their faith called the Brief Statement. And to this day, we subscribe to the Brief Statement as one of our confessions. And in this confession, we state, for example, that the Bible is inerrant, that is, it is without errors. And in this statement, we confess that God created the world in 6 ordinary days. But already in 1941, St. John's congregation recognized that the Missouri Synod was beginning to depart from its former ways, and in 1951, St. John's broke all relations with the Missouri Synod. For the next few years, St. John's was searching for another Orthodox church body that it could work with, but its first choices proved to be disappointments. First of all, the Orthodox Lutheran Conference, and then the Evangelical Lutheran Synod, or the ELS. Pastor Reuben Udy became the pastor of St. John's in 1957. He's the father of your professor, Udy. And he guided the congregation to begin to support the work of the CLC. And from 1961 until the present time, the congregation has supported all of the educational and mission endeavors of our church body. But the congregation was a little bit leery about becoming a voting member of the CLC because of its bad experiences in the past, and so it wasn't until 1976 that St. John's became a voting member. Now, since that time, the congregation has gone through some tough times, some controversies, lost some members. But in more recent years, The Lord has blessed the congregation by letting them establish a Christian day school of their own. And that was begun in 1995 when the congregation was 100 years old. And the Lord has also blessed this congregation by bringing in new members in the last few years. And some of these are from the neighboring Missouri Synod congregations. May the Lord bless St. John's congregation of Okabena in the years to come. The other congregation that I want to talk about a little bit is Messiah Lutheran Church, right here in Eau Claire. Many of the congregations of the CLC had their origins in the Wisconsin Synod, but Messiah Church here in Eau Claire is from the members, originally were members of the ELS, or the Evangelical Lutheran Synod, sometimes known as the Little Norwegians. Now, the 1950s were troublesome years for all the synods of the Synodical Conference because there was so much confusion and disharmony. No longer were they agreeing in the doctrines of Scripture, especially concerning church fellowship. There were two pastors of the ELS in Eau Claire, Pastor Arvid Gullerud and Pastor Keith Olmanson, who guided their members to a right understanding of these things. And eventually, after years of protest, these two pastors withdrew from the ELS and from their congregations, Pinehurst Lutheran Church and Ascension Lutheran Church in Eau Claire. And when they left, some of their members left with them. And so you have members, former members of Ascension, former members of Pinehurst, getting together, calling these two pastors as their pastors, and organizing a new congregation called Messiah Lutheran Church. The first service of the new group was held on December 11th, 1960, in the basement of the home of Earl and Eleanor Bolden on the north side. And the Boldens are still living, and if the Lord wills, they will be celebrating their 60th anniversary later this year. There were 71 persons in attendance at that first service. And soon thereafter, the congregation rented a church building on the north side. And in 1962, a church building was erected on the present place. Now, January of 1963, that was the big moment when the CLC convention decided to buy Ingram Estate for $85,000, and that made a big difference in Messiah Church here in Eau Claire. And from that time to this, there's been a steady increase in membership, as you know, so that today there are more than 700 members and a much larger church building and a school with over 100 students. Many of them will be coming here in the next few years, I'm sure. So we pray here too that our Lord may continue to bless Messiah Congregation and all the congregations of our church body. We conclude our service today by singing hymn 462, the first four stanzas.